Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to I'm Right, I'm Right. The show will be starting in approximately 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And if you are watching this in replay, feel free to fast forward right to the beginning of this episode and get right on into it. However, I hope that the next time you watch the show, you watch it live. Live, and you can do that by going to jillcoxcordova.com and click the podcast tab. And that would be on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. Because we would love to have you here live and interact with us. And you can also interact with us through YouTube and Facebook. You can type comments and send emojis from there if that's something you'd like to do. But we'd also like you to talk to us live right through the website. And all you do there is click on details. There'll be another button that says talk on the show or be on the show, but you'll see it. And you press that and follow the prompts and you will be on the show. We will be able to see you and hear you. But don't worry, we'll let you know before we bring you to the stage. So anyway, please stand by. The show will start in approximately 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Yay! I'm looking forward to it. All right, we'll see you in a few. Okay, we have about 1 minute and 5 seconds, and that's when the show will begin. I'm right, that's right, with Jill Cox Cordova and Anthony Cordova, and we will be here and having some great conversations, I hope, with the audience, with you, the audience. So please stand by. We have about 40 seconds. Maybe we should just do it bump heads instead.
welcome, everyone. This is I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
And tonight, I have a voice. Unlike
yes,
last
do.
Week. I have a voice.
I'm happy that Woo-hoo! You have a voice.
I am happy to have a voice.
This is fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah, it is fantastic that you have a voice tonight. Probably the show was lacking because your voice wasn't up to par.
Nobody seemed to mind. Maybe people like it when I'm quiet every now and then.
Maybe, perhaps, maybe. I doubt it.
I think so.
So what are we doing tonight, Jill? We're here.
We are here.
So what's going on? What are we doing? What's happening?
Well, tonight's topic is...
Oh, we're getting into our topic already?
Why not?
Okay.
We only have 30 minutes.
No banter.
Let's go.
No.
That was banter.
More?
Let's go. Let's go. Ready to go.
Okay, well, tell us what the topic is.
Tonight's topic is judgmental people.
Judgmental people.
It's part of a segment that we call...
What do we call it?
Stand by your stance.
Stand by your stance. Yeah.
Well, this might be one of the few times where we agree on things because...
How do you know I'm going to agree with you?
Well, my stance is that being judgmental is bad for you and your relationships. It's actually bad for your health, but we'll get to that a little later.
What if someone needs to be judged?
Well, if that is your profession, sure. That'll work. No problem.
Really?
Really?
Hmm.
You disagree?
So no one gets to judge someone else
well,
for their misdeeds or the horrible things they may do? Do we judge people for those things?
Well,
Are we judgmental for that? Or is there a difference between judging a person and being judgmental? That's a question.
Well, I do think there's a difference between judgmental people and just disagreeing or feeling that what someone is doing isn't good for them. That's two different things.
Okay, like what would be
so an for example, example? You yes. say all the time, and I think you've even said it on this show, mm-hmm. that if someone steals from me. Yeah, if they come if someone comes to our house,
yes.
invited.
Yes. And they leave
when they leave, things are missing because they stole them. Are you going to be judgmental about that?
No.
Because?
I'd be like, that thieving ass. I'd be judging them with judgmental. That thieving ass, blankety blank. And that would be it. And it depended on what they stole. It does depend on what they stole. Like if they stole my bank account or, you know, banking information, that would be something different. That would be something very different.
Well, you always say that you need to assess why the person did that.
Yeah, I would.
So that's not being judgmental. It's considering, well, what made them do that? Because sometimes people can, you know, sometimes people steal because otherwise they won't eat, mm-hmm. if they didn't steal something from the store.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And so sometimes it's just easier to just give them food. Right?
Yeah. Well, that's yes, it is. But you know, that same person, if they were here, at our home, we probably did give them some food. So we'll see. I hope we're not having technical issues here. We don't know if everyone can hear us or not, but we're getting some weird data as we do the show. But we shall continue with what we're doing. See what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well. What is your stance?
I don't know. I think I'm confused with this topic. I really do.
We decided we would do this topic because we asked ourselves, can judgmental people ruin relationships? And I say in general, like obviously there are exceptions to every case, but in general, I say yes, because let's say that you're a child and someone in your life has been judgmental your entire life, then you're going to grow up and feel that you are those things that they judged you about.
Yeah.
And the same goes in work relationships.
Yeah. Let's look at it this way. If we're using judgmental as a word for this topic, I see it more as a person being very critical of another person or a group of people, just being really critical at everything they do. Like they're perfect themselves because obviously, yeah, they do everything perfect. So they can be very judgmental or critical of this other person.
And usually critical people are trying to make themselves, they do it because they want to feel better about themselves. Mm-hmm. So they want to feel superior to you.
Yeah.
And make you feel less than.
Yeah.
You know, but there's that saying that comparison is the enemy of joy. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said it's bad for the critical person to be critical, because you're carrying all of that energy, that negative energy, as you would say in your other show.
Yeah. So.
So you do agree with me?
I don't believe people should be so critical of other people. After all, we're all only human. And I would like to see how the people that are being so critical behave themselves. Because I believe if we put them under a microscope, we would find that they got a lot of stuff going on that they may keep secret. They may have some deeds they're doing that are very, very wrong. They may be judgmental of people that they really should not be judgmental of. Some people don't have control over situations they're in. And to be judgmental of a person like that is just insane. You know, like to be judgmental of a person because of a health condition, to be judgmental of a person because of their weight, to be judgmental of a person because of their color, to be judgmental of a person because of their education or lack of an education. To be judgmental of a person because of their religious upbringing. These are things that one should not be so judgmental about when it comes to people.
I agree. So see, we agree.
I guess we do. I really would like to know what some of the audience
me too.
Think if they have a comment, or you can talk to us if you use your cell phone and scan that QR code. You can be right in this show, on this show. We can see you, hear you, talk to you, which would be fantastic. Then it would feel like we're not sitting here alone doing a show on our set. We want to bring everybody in. Come on in. Have a seat.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you are on, if you're watching this from Facebook Live, in the comment section, I have put the link for you to click on if you want to talk to us. And you don't have to go on camera if you don't want to. But
yeah, you don't have to.
But no. It would, you know, we just want to talk.
Yeah, that is about it. That is about it. That's all we want to do.
That's all talk, we want to
talk, 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 talk.
Because that's what we do.
There's the married couple. Hey, the married couple.
And they're calling us second best.
We are the second best. We're taking the second seat. The second seat
we are.
To the married couple.
I'll claim that.
Because they continued.
Yeah, so
everything.
We took a long break.
we took a break.
And I'm thinking, like, summer vacation, maybe we should take another break.
Because we were tired.
But and welcome, Dave and Sam.
Yes.
And for the audience, if you don't know, Dave and Sam co-host the Married Couple Podcast. Yeah. And
fantastic show, and you'll get a lot of laughs.
Yes. So look that up on YouTube, so because they're really good.
Yes, yes. All right, so judgmental.
Well, I think we should, while we're waiting for to see if anybody wants to talk to us, I think we should move on to our second segment.
Really?
What do you think?
I don't even know that we really got into the first segment.
We did. You agreed. You said that Jill is right. That's what you said.
I did not.
Well, maybe not in those words, but that's the message that you were giving everyone.
Not.
You agreed with me.
I didn't say any such thing.
That is the message that you were giving everyone,
oh,
was
no.
That you agree with me tonight. So Jill is right.
Shame on you, Jill. Shame.
Shame?
Shame. I'm being judgmental of you now.
You sure are. I'm telling the truth.
Shame on you.
If anyone was
shame.
Listening at the top of the show, you know that I gave my stance and Tony has supported it with what he said.
Shame. But I did not say you were right. Oh, wait. Look who's there. Ooh-wee. It's Dave and Sam. Wow. And I bet, hey, Jill punches the show. Let's see.
Well, no, you can punch it now because we need to get it right.
Jill, what are you going to do about that?
Well,
huh?
Maybe we should get it right. So go
gotta
ahead.
Go here first. I'm getting you guys up. There we go. You're going to be up. Oh, there you are. We're going to bring you here. I'm pushing more buttons and we're getting ready to have you guys. We can hear you now. See, now we're going to see you.
Jill's always right.
Hey, look at that.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
It's Dave and Sam, the married couple.
And it is so good to see you both. It's
good
been such
guys.
A long time. Oh,
it
my
has been a while.
God. Yes. Wow, you're looking great.
You do look great.
We are.
What's going
on?
What's going on?
We're so happy you guys are back. We've been waiting and watching and waiting, and we're very glad to see you guys back on. We're on right after you guys. You're on at 7, just like normal. We're on right after you.
At 8.
At 8.
Oh, okay. So you're the same time. Okay, good. Yeah. That's good to know.
All right. So we will make it a point.
And for the audience, that's the times they gave are Central Time.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
Yes, they are in Central Time. Gee, so what's going on? I wasn't working. Now I'm working again. And now I'm tired again.
I feel ya. I actually quit my job and insurance agent now. It's going a little slow, though.
But good for you.
Well,
congratulations. That's wonderful.
Cool. Wow, cool. This is excellent.
It is fun.
And really, you guys are looking...
We haven't seen in a while, but I love the upgrades. I love the camera angles and the switches and everything like that. I think.
Oh yeah, We haven't even shown you half the stuff we can do now. We can do a lot of stuff.
That is awesome. And yes, as always, Jill is right about everything.
Well, I heard you. You said she was right. You agreed with her. I heard that.
I do not recall.
Remember that he's the I forgot man. I'm sure you remember that about him.
Yeah, I do. I do not recall at all.
But they're reminding you. I'm reminding you. We're all reminding you.
No, I think they're just fibbing.
How dare you say that about our guests?
That's what I think. I think they're just fibbing.
No, they're not.
Just to be on your side.
Well, then I'm on Team Dave and Sam team too. So there.
Oh, wow.
We just wanted to pop in and test it, number one, but also to say how much we love you guys. And
yes.
We are definitely, whoops, my finger's getting in the way because I wasn't ready for this. But
we love you guys.
We love you all too. What are you talking about tonight?
Dave's got a top 10 that I don't know what he's doing yet.
And I've got some
new stories that he doesn't know about.
That's the way to do it.
That's always scary.
No, that's a surprise. That's the way to do it.
I'm glad to see you guys back on. We're going to let you guys finish up and we're going to keep listening. So
okay.
Cool. Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for popping in.
Thank you. And we're going to catch you all too.
Bye. All right. Let's see you later. You know how to get out of it? Yes, you do. Just hit that X and you're gone. They're season pros.
Well, that was fun. I'm so happy to see them. And talk to them.
Now, see, that goes to show you. People, come on. Be part of the show. Come on in. That was pretty easy. And that was the first time they have been on this show on video. And everything looked good, and it was good. So
on this version of the show, you should say.
On this version of the show, yes.
We've talked to them a lot during I'm Right, I'm Right.
Yes. Okay. All right. Now, next segment, I guess
we're ready. Now you're ready? Segment. Okay. Yes, well, it's time for our next segment that we call...
I'm trying to help you.
Woohoo! Yes, I am.
So, what is your
help you? Yes.
Well, what is your advice for people who are judged? They're on the receiving end of those judgmental people.
This is a good question.
Thanks. I have them every now and then.
Well, this one is going to go down in history.
Uh-oh.
When you have somebody that is really being judgmental of you all the time. And you may be nice and you'll say, no, that's not how I am. No, why are you judging me? You know, everyone has a different opinion. Everyone does things differently. You know, all of these things that are different, right? You know. But there's going to get to a point when you've had enough. And once you've had enough, you tell them, you know what? Kiss my ass.
I knew you were going to.
And then tell them to get to stepping. Kiss my ass and get to stepping. That's what they need to do that's what you need to do when judgmental people come at you. Too much. Yeah, be nice at first, but if they continue, kiss my ass. Get to stepping. That's it. That's what they need to do, Jill. I said that several times.
Okay. And
that's it.
Have you tried that yourself?
Absolutely. I've told people to kiss my ass.
And because they were judgmental or because they were judgmental?
I've told people that because they were judgmental. I've told people that because they've just really began to piss me off and they needed to go away.
And did that work? Did they go away?
Absolutely. Try it, Jill. Try it.
Well, there's certain words I just don't say.
Try it. Ass is not a four-letter word.
It's not.
Come on, Jill. Come on.
It's not.
Wait a minute. Come on, Jill. She'll look into the camera and say, "Kiss my ass. Get to stepping.
Kiss my booty. Kiss my black booty. Get to stepping."
Oh, wait, let's try something. Do it again.
You're making
Do it me again. Laugh. Do it again. Do it again.
Kiss my
ass
booty.
No, you did it. Do it again. Well, you can just mouth it and I'll say it. There we go. Go. Let's go.
Kiss my
ass. Say. Come on. You just have to mouth it. You don't have to say it.
I can't.
You don't have to say it.
I can't. Go ahead.
Kiss
my
ass. Say. Just move
and
your mouth.
And get to stepping. Can no. I just say, get to stepping? Get out of my face. Can no, I just say that?
Then they'll laugh at you. Go ahead. Well, kiss my. Go ahead. I'll say the ass part.
Kiss my.
Come on. Don't look at me. Look at the camera.
I don't know why you're doing this. Why are you doing this to me?
Oh, Jill. All right. You see.
I just use my words. I choose my words.
But it's just
carefully.
Just a three-letter word.
So I don't say it in that context.
It's just a three.
That's not me.
Yeah, I know it's not.
That's not me. Well, clearly that's your advice.
My
advice is.
Oh,
consider the source. When someone's critical of you, consider the source, because chances are their opinion doesn't matter anyway. Now, if it's someone that there's some people, I guess, in life that want validation from others. But then ask yourself, why do I need validation from that person? So that's my advice.
That's your advice.
I can't, but that's okay.
That's,
like I said, you don't have to like what I say.
That's your advice.
You don't have to like what I say. That's how I would handle it. That's how I do handle it.
Because
people are critical of me all the time. And people, even people who don't know me at all, have never spoken to me, are critical.
You know I'm right.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Jill has been doing these polls on LinkedIn. She didn't do one this
week. I didn't
do
one this time.
But I think the next poll should be, is it all right to tell someone to kiss your ass? Oh, she'll
In
never
what
do
setting?
It.
No, I'm not. I do polls work, on LinkedIn. I will never work, put that on LinkedIn.
In a work setting. In a work setting, yes. I bet you'll get the largest response that you ever have gotten before. I bet you that poll will bring in so many responses that it's just going to blow up. It's going to go viral.
You want to bet?
I will bet.
What are we betting? We never remember our bets.
<We're>,
so if you're watching, tell us what we bet.
We're going to bet our first $1 million. Hey.
That's not a good bet, because your million is my million.
But this million, I won't be saying, Jill, you shouldn't buy that.
You shouldn't say that with a million.
You gonna bet me got sealed with some million dollar bet.
That's the married couple is on your side for this one.
So tell you, put that poll there. Is it okay?
I will say that you and I had a disagreement because I'm right. And this is what you say and have
okay,
people weigh
yes,
in.
You can use yes.
I'm
you
definitely say, gonna use yes. you on this one.
Yes, you can say that your husband, the soul reader, or whatever you wish to say, wants to know.
I'll say my husband, who's never right,
wants to know. Yeah, well, that's okay. You can say that too. It's okay.
I'll say
that.
It with a say with that. A say neck. with my neck.
Oh, you can do that on LinkedIn?
No, but they'll get the tone. I'll say it in that tone because I choose my words wisely.
That should be the next poll. Hey, you know what? You know what I think it is? You know what I think the problem is? The problem is that the married couple was here and they have me saying things.
It's
their fault.
It is not the married couple's fault because you were saying that before they got on. So it is not their fault.
It's definitely their fault.
Oh, now we see. Dave is on your side and Sam is on mine.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Sam.
I appreciate it. But that is what the poll should be.
Okay. We'll see. And I'll put it up for 2 weeks, give people time to weigh in.
Yeah.
All right. I'll put that up as soon as the show's over.
Ass is not a four-letter word, so.
So? It's just not a word I say in that setting. But anyway, let's get to our last segment because, this is only a 30-minute show. Yeah. And our last segment is called, Hey.
Did you hear about this?
Hey, did you hear about this? What did we hear about? You knock the mic?
I did a lot of research about judgmental people. And I found 100% of everything I read said that being judgmental is bad for your health. And it's bad for relationships. It can actually ruin relationships because people will feel like they can't do anything right. So 100% they said that. What do you think about that?
Really, Jill? 100%?
100%. Everything I read, that is exactly what they all said. And I read like Psychology Today. I read health websites. I read school studies. Scholarly studies.
Yeah.
That's what, you don't believe that either? Now you don't agree with the experts who did the polls?
I think I'm a little
confused because upset. At the top of the show, you said you agreed with me about judgmental people. So these studies agreed with me about judgmental people. So now you're changing your mind?
Yeah, because I'm just upset.
About what?
I couldn't get you to say ass.
Like you thought you could. How long have you known me?
Now,
20
now
years?
Now I'm stuck on ass.
Well, again, you were saying that at the top of the show. So that's just on your mind.
Ass.
So you would say that to someone you work with at your job now?
Yeah, if it required it. Yes.
My goodness.
Yes, I would. You know, I work in a very male-driven industry.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Well, not at my workplace, but in the industry itself.
A lot of testosterone. A lot of testosterone where I work now.
And?
It's a different environment.
Than mine.
Yes,
for
you
sure.
Know it. You know
it is. But
that
doesn't mean you have to speak to people that way. I would be upset if you spoke to me that way.
There is someone at my job, and I'm going to count one day how many times this person says the F word. In a paragraph, let's say, or in a sentence.
At your workplace?
Yes.
Well, the whole time I worked in TV, that was very common in a newsroom.
Yes. Okay.
But I think that there's even more power if you could curse someone out without using curse words.
Yeah, okay. All right, Jill, I understand. I understand. I understand. Well, look, you all. You all, it's time for the show to end. So thank you for watching I'm Right, I'm Right. But you know you can catch the show every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And you can watch the show at JillCoxCordova.com. And you can also watch it on YouTube and Facebook. Also, make sure you catch my show, The Soul Reader, with me, of course. You can still get a free reading there. And I also do private readings, so you can book one at knowtobestill.com/podcast. And that's where you can watch the show every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Also, check out Poetic People Fighting Racism, again with me. And that's every other Saturday night. And the next show is every other Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. And the next show, I think, is on April 20th. So check that out and be part of the show. And if you're a musician or a poet or any type of artist, come to the show and we'll do some things.
Well, that's it.
That's it.
I got to go create a poll on LinkedIn. Look for me there.
Yeah, what's the poll going to say?
It's going to have symbols instead of certain words. But anyway, okay. It's time to go.
We love you all.
We love you. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming, Dave and Sam. We love you.
Yes. And come again, everyone.
Yeah.
And if you watched in the replay, come and check us out live. All right. Well, thanks again. We love you all. And bye.
Bye.